Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
When you think about pet psychics, you don't know if that's a real thing or not, but I'm so excited. Back with us is the pet psychic, Laura Stinchfield. You can find her on her website, thepetpsychic.com. Laura, how have you been?
I've been great. Yeah, I've been enjoying this fall.
Laura, welcome back. What is a typical day like for you with this gift? You wake up, is it humans? Is it pets? What?
Oh, it's pets. I got five dogs and a cat and a macaw, so it's all about the pets in the morning.
Do your pets just talk to you all day and you can understand them?
All day. It's just like having kids in the house.
Wow.
Yep. Yeah.
Wow. How did you know you had this gift?
I didn't really know that I had it until I was in my early 20s. I just thought everyone just knew what animals were thinking and feeling. So I didn't know that I was doing anything different than anybody else until I learned dog training. And the people that I was studying with were like, what are you doing, Laura? The dogs are coming along faster. Like, the dogs look like they understand you more.
So I sent you, Laura, some pictures of our pets. And I was wondering, just based on the picture, can you get stuff from them? How does it work?
Yeah, I'll reach out to them and tell them that I'm on the phone with you and that I can hear them, and then it can be a two-way conversation. So I'd be more than happy to do that with you.
Do you want Raven's dogs or my dog first? Is there one of them that's calling you?
It's up to you guys.
Okay, well, we could start with the tan dog.
Okay, yeah. The one that's like about to eat the pie.
Yeah, that's Barkley. Yeah, he's always about to eat something.
And so what do you want to know? Is there anything in particular you want to know about him?
Well, I mean, he is my handsome boy, and I tell him that all the time, but I want to know how it is that he's, you know, feeling about getting a little bit older now, and his brother is still trying to murder him. Okay.
Give me a sec. Okay. Yeah. Wait. Oh, where are they? Oh, like the last one. Oh, he's saying that the middle of his back feels sore, and it feels like he's having a harder time bringing his left hind leg forward. I don't know why. So, Bud, how's your mouth feeling? Like, when you're eating, like, does your mouth feel okay? What do you mean it feels like it's dripping? He says he feels like he's dripping inside of his mouth. Buddy, what do you mean? Like, do you mean coming from your tooth? Or do you mean, like, you're having, like, acid reflux and you're having, like, liquid in your mouth? Yeah, I got liquid in my mouth. That sounds more like his gut than his tooth.
Baxi has more of a reflux thing.
All right, well, we'll definitely get those taken
care. I got to talk to that little terrier. Can we just talk to him?
Yeah, go ahead.
Absolutely. Talk to Baxter.
Yeah.
Baxter, that's his name?
Yes.
I, like, can't stand how cute he is. What do you want? I don't know what that is. Like, he's saying something about being on the bed that he wants flip over sheets.
Oh my gosh. I mean, this
you know what
is
talking about?
This is silly. Alicia has said that he wants she thinks that he would do well in one of those beds that's like a cubby, like where it lays on you. Like
Maybe that's why it's a flip over sheet, because it's like, oh, cute. Yeah.
And she puts blanket
have you been
over.
Have you been trying to tell mommy about that? Yeah, maybe they'll get you one of those, like a little pocket or something, like a little pita.
Yes.
Yeah. You like to be picked up? You want to be picked up while you're walking? Yeah. But you want to see over the hedges.
You know, this is a trip. You know, this is a trip. This is stuff that he tries to do.
Well, now you know why.
Oh my gosh.
It's too little.
I didn't expect to be a believer.
Coming up next, we'll see what my dog, Lila Bear, has to say. And I'll tell you one thing. She does not get along with my husband. You've heard of regular human psychics, but how about Laura Stinchfield? She is the pet psychic. You can find her online at thepetpsychic.com. We checked in a few minutes ago with Raven's dogs. Very insightful.
One wants to be taller.
But how about my dog, Lila Bear? My rescue? She's like a 60-pound high-anxiety dog.
Beautiful. She looks so cute. She almost looks like a chocolate lab border collie mix or something.
It's exactly what she is, yes.
Okay, did you hear, Lila? You're up next, honey. What do you think? Yeah, what about her? What is that? I don't know what that is. She's talking about doing some learning about something, but it looks like the couch, that she's going up and over the couch.
Well, she's not allowed on the couch. Maybe she's mad.
Oh, nice.
She's not allowed on the couch.
She wants to get up on the couch.
Well, she cannot, as me and her daddy and her sisters have told her many, many times. I'm sorry, Lila Bear.
You're not allowed on the couch, honey. You're not allowed on the couch. Is there anything else you're thinking? Like, Mom says she got some anxiety. Like, what do you think you could do for the anxiety? You don't really? You want more? Yeah. She's talking about that she wants more toys and she wants to play with them more often.
All right, I'll get her some toys, but she never wants her toys. That's why I stopped getting them, Lila Bear. I told you that.
Yeah, no toys.
Can you ask her why she always listens to Daddy, but she always gives me a hard time and barks at me, and even though I'm the one that really loves her the most?
So she listens to Dad's commands, but she barks at you.
Right.
Yeah. That's because I feel like Mom should walk me more.
Biting remarks from the pet psychic, Laura Stinchfield. Okay.
Yeah.
She says she's just saying that she wants to do stuff. I'm not bossing her. I'm communicating.
Lila is lecturing you. She's lecturing you. She's communicating.
She's like, you want to get into this, Mom? We'll get into it right now.
She says that Dad's really easy to understand.
Because he yells. Maybe I should yell. Is that what you want, Lila? You want Mommy to yell?
You talk a lot. She says that you talk a lot and she just talks back. I know she sounds kind of sassy, but I kind of think she's taking it more as like Dad's giving her more commands and like telling her what to do. Well, you're more kind of having a conversation with her.
Well, right, because like, I'm the nice one.
But I'm not. I'm just saying that we need to go do more stuff.
All right, Lila, we'll go do more stuff.
Do stuff.
One last thing, Laura, and I know that we're short on time, Laura, so I don't want to take too much of your
Lila?
Time. What did she say?
Did you hear?
What?
Did you hear? Mom said stop talking.
Yeah, we'll talk to you later. And you're going to the vet today, and I know you're not happy about that.
Oh, my gosh.
I got lots of vet visits.
Yeah.
What do you think that they should do at the vet? You think they should cut your toenails?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no!
Yeah.
She says she feels like they're getting along.
Well, it sounds like you better put them on the list for today.
Laura Stinchfield is an animal communicator, a people medium, author, and radio host. You can find her online at thepetpsychic.com.
I mean, who wants to do humans? Forget that.
Right, just do the pets.
I love humans too, but the pets are way more fun.